This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So if you are trying to sell B2B services right now,
yeah.
Or honestly, like if you're just a consumer who is completely exhausted by digital marketing fluff, you have probably noticed this this massive shift in how you navigate the web.
Oh, absolutely. It is impossible to ignore at this point.
Right. Like a few years ago, you might tolerate a corporate website that was essentially just, you know, a glossy digital brochure.
Yeah, the classic brochureware site.
Exactly. You know the type, right?
Yeah.
Lots of stock photos of people pointing thoughtfully at transparent whiteboards.
Oh, yeah.
And they are always surrounded by these, like, ridiculous headlines like synergistic solutions for tomorrow or whatever.
Right, which means absolutely nothing.
Nothing. But today, I mean, you hit a site like that and you immediately bounce. Your guard is up because we are living in an era where buyers are actively looking for reasons to disqualify vendors.
Yeah, it is a profound shift in consumer psychology. I mean, that digital brochure model you just mentioned, it is functionally dead. And that is a huge problem for businesses that are still, you know, operating on the 2020 playbook.
Which brings us to the mission of today's deep dive.
Yeah.
We're unpacking this really fascinating strategy piece from Double Dome Digital Marketing, written by Paris Jane.
Yeah, it is a great piece.
It really is. And it focuses on the art of what he calls skeptical buyer conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So the overarching theme we are exploring today is that websites, they can no longer be these passive digital flyers. They have to operate as active, aggressively transparent trust engines.
Trust engines. I love that framing.
Right. So we're going to figure out why modern buyers are so guarded, what specific trust signals they absolutely demand, and then the exact architectural steps you need to take to convert all that hesitation into an actual closed contract.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, like before we even touch website architecture, we really have to look at the massive technological filter sitting between your business and your potential client right now.
You mean the 2026 search environment?
Exactly. Conversational AI has completely rewritten the rules of top of funnel web traffic.
Right, because I am not, you know, typing what is SEO into a search bar and then clicking through five different agency blogs anymore.
No, nobody is doing that.
Right, like ChatGPT or Google Gemini just summarizes the answer natively right there in my chat interface.
Exactly. And I mean, think about the mechanics of that for a second. Traditional click traffic for just basic surface level information is plummeting.
It is just gone.
Right. The casual browsers, the people who are just doing their, you know, preliminary 101 level research, they never even make it to your website anymore.
Because the AI intercepts them.
Exactly. The AI intercepts them. So the people who actually do click through to a vendor site in this new environment, they are an entirely different breed of traffic.
Okay.
They are highly qualified, high intent decision makers. They already know what they want.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit because the strategy piece characterizes these high intent buyers as deeply cautious, like almost to the point of being traumatized.
Mm, yes. Traumatized is a good word for it.
But wait, are they really traumatized? Or are they just doing, I don't know, standard, rigorous B2B comparison shopping? I mean, any executive signing a $50,000 contract is going to be careful, right?
Well, what's fascinating here is the distinction between normal caution and like active cynicism.
Okay.
Standard comparison shopping is looking for the best feature set. But the buyers we are talking about, they're looking for traps.
Traps?
Yeah, because they have been burned before, often severely. Like, think about the typical scenario a marketing director has been through over the last few years.
Right, yeah.
They probably spent tens of thousands of dollars with some flashy agency that promised massive hockey stick growth.
And what they actually got was like a 40-page PDF filled with dense jargon about algorithm updates.
Exactly.
While their actual sales pipeline just stayed completely flat.
Spot on. And that experience creates a deep-seated, almost institutional cynicism. So when that buyer lands on your website, they are not reading your copy with optimistic curiosity. They are scrutinizing it. When they see a generic phrase like world-class digital solutions, it doesn't just fall flat.
It actively triggers alarm bells.
Yes. It signals a total lack of substance because that is the exact same empty language the last agency used right before they failed to deliver.
The source material actually has a really memorable analogy for this.
Yeah.
It is like pouring water into a bucket when you forgot to check if the bottom was even there.
Oh, that is perfect.
Right. Like you can pour all the money you want into Google Ads or LinkedIn campaigns to drive traffic, But if the trust isn't built into the foundation to hold that highly skeptical buyer,
they just wash right through.
Exactly. They wash right through and bounce straight to your competitor.
It is a brilliant way to visualize it, because your generic marketing copy is actually actively widening the hole in that bucket.
Wow.
Because they view everything through this lens of skepticism, the traditional playbook of persuasion actually pushes them away. You have to pivot entirely from making vague promises to providing concrete proof.
You have to engineer trust directly into the digital foundation.
Exactly.
So, okay, if generic copy is actively hurting you, how do you mathematically prove to a traumatized buyer that you aren't just selling snake oil?
Right. So the framework here relies on what Jane calls the three pillars of trust.
Okay, let's go through those.
Because the first pillar is radical operational transparency.
Radical transparency. Okay.
The mandate here is to stop hiding behind, you know, proprietary methodologies or secret sauce buzzwords.
Right. No more magic black box.
Exactly. Skeptical buyers despise a black box. So the strategy dictates that you must publish detailed process documents, explicit onboarding timelines, and clear starting budgets.
Out in the open.
Right out in the open on the site.
Yeah. Like, if you are listening to this right now and checking your own company's website, or maybe a vendor you're evaluating, ask yourself, can you see the actual price?
Yeah, that's the big one.
Or does it just say, you know, contact us for custom pricing? Because if it shares the latter, my immediate psychological assumption as a buyer is they're going to try and figure out how much money I have before they tell me what it costs.
Yes. That is the exact internal monologue of a cautious buyer.
Yeah.
But by laying your operational cards on the table, by just saying, week one, we do X, week two, we do Y, and engagements start at exactly this dollar amount, the psychological effect is an immediate sigh of relief.
Right. They finally know the rules of engagement. They aren't going to get ambushed.
Exactly. And the second pillar builds directly on that, which is concrete accountability mechanisms.
Right. Because the fear here is paying a massive monthly retainer only to be ghosted.
Or handed that infamous 40-page fluff-filled report we talked about earlier.
Exactly. So how do you neutralize that fear?
You show them the exact reporting interface they're going to see before they ever even sign a contract.
Oh, wow.
You establish the communication cadence up front. You show them a dashboard prototype that clearly states, you know, I spent X amount of dollars and our systems returned Y amount of dollars.
Just clear, indisputable financial accountability.
Exactly. No hiding behind vanity metrics.
Okay, so transparency and accountability, those make total logical sense. But I really want to challenge this third pillar because it kind of threw me for a loop.
Oh, the failure case honesty?
Yes. Failure case honesty.
Yeah.
Like advertising how you might fail, that sounds absolutely terrifying for a sales team.
It does. It really does.
Isn't that basically handing your prospect over to the competition on a silver platter? Like, why would you ever proactively bring up the possibility of a campaign just tanking?
Well, it feels completely counterintuitive to, like, everything traditional sales training teaches us. But it raises this really important question about human psychology.
Okay.
If an agency looks you in the eye and guarantees 100% success with absolutely no risk of market fluctuation, do you actually believe them?
Well, no. Of course not. Nobody bats 1,000 in the real world.
Right.
If a vendor says that to me, I immediately assume they are either outright lying or they're just dangerously naive.
There you go. Vague, sweeping guarantees actually build skepticism.
Huh.
But by directly addressing what happens if a campaign underperforms, you are demonstrating incredible maturity.
That makes sense.
You outline clear exit terms. You offer fixed scope first engagements just to test the waters. You document the exact, you know, diagnostic pivot steps your team takes if market conditions suddenly shift.
So you are neutralizing their biggest primal fear.
Which is?
Being trapped in an expensive failing contract with absolutely no way out.
Yes. And by addressing the elephant in the room directly like that, you prove that your firm actually takes shared responsibility for the commercial outcome.
Wow.
It is the ultimate confidence play. You are basically telling the buyer, we are so confident in our systems that we are completely comfortable discussing our contingency plans if things go sideways.
It is almost like weaponized honesty.
Weaponized honesty, yes.
You are disarming them by giving them the objections before they can even voice them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we understand the philosophy of trust now, these three pillars. But how does that actually manifest when you are building or redesigning a website? Like, we need to translate this abstract philosophy into concrete digital architecture.
Right. And we can break that down by looking at the conversion signal comparison matrix from the source material.
Okay.
It is a really great way to contrast a standard high friction agency layout against a modern trust engineered architecture.
So where do we start?
Let's start with messaging. A standard site leans heavy on those clever branding slogans and massive bulleted feature lists.
Right.
But a trust-engineered site pivots immediately to direct problem-solving and transparent pricing.
So no more, like, empowering your workflow synergies.
Please, no more of that.
Instead, it is, we fix CRM integration errors for logistics companies, starting at $5,000.
Exactly the right shift. It is direct. And then look at social proof. The old standard was dropping in these anonymized quotes on the homepage. You know, great service, dash John D.
Oh, I hate those. Those are the absolute worst. John D. could literally be the founder's uncle or just completely fabricated by the web designer.
Exactly.
It carries absolutely zero weight for me as a buyer.
And to convert a skeptical buyer, you have to completely scrap those. You replace them with verified case studies.
Real data.
Real data. You need to feature hard return on investment numbers, exact deployment timelines, and specific verifiable project metrics. The buyer needs evidence they can actually audit before they will ever book a discovery call.
Yeah. But here's where it gets really interesting, though. When we look at the reporting commitment side of this architecture matrix.
Oh, yes. The attribution problem.
Right. Because there's this great quote from the source. Attribution can sometimes feel like a massive marketing game of Clue.
It is so true.
Everyone in the boardroom has a theory about what drove the sale. Nobody is completely sure. And somehow Google Ads is always in the room claiming credit for everything.
It is painfully true for so many B2B businesses. Marketing attribution, like knowing with absolute certainty which specific ad or post or click actually resulted in a signed contract, is notoriously messy.
So how does this trust architecture actually solve this marketing game of Clue?
Well, it requires moving away from the standard web tracking setup entirely. You have to implement a specific technical integration called Secure Server-Side Offline Conversion Tracking, or OCI for short.
Okay, let's break that down, because I know we have listeners right now who manage marketing budgets, but aren't necessarily software engineers.
Sure.
Why is the standard tracking setup failing us so badly?
So normally, a website relies on browser cookies, or browser pixels, to track if an ad click eventually turned into a form fill or a lead.
Right, the little trackers in your browser.
Exactly. But in the modern web ecosystem, that system is incredibly fragile.
Because of privacy blockers.
Yes. Apple's privacy updates, block tracking, people use ad blockers, browsers just naturally drop the cookies, and crucially, bot farms click on ads and fill out forms, which completely muddies the waters.
I have seen that firsthand. Your marketing dashboard says you generated like 50 leads this week, so you are celebrating.
Right.
But then your sales team tells you they only talked to 3 actual human beings, and none of them were even qualified.
And that destroys trust. It destroys trust between marketing and sales, and it destroys trust with the client.
Absolutely.
So server-side OCI fundamentally rewrites that data flow. Instead of relying on the user's fragile web browser, OCI connects your internal customer relationship management software, your CRM, directly to your marketing platform server.
So wait, you are bypassing the user's browser entirely?
Yes, completely bypassing it. It routes actual validated sales milestones from your CRM backward directly into the ad dashboard.
Okay.
So instead of tracking a vague, easily faked website click or form submit, you are tracking an encrypted signal that says, hey, this specific Google ad just generated a legally binding contract worth $20,000 and the money has cleared the bank.
Oh, wow. So you are matching the actual ground truth money in the bank to the exact ad that started the conversation.
Exactly.
Completely eliminating the bots.
It ensures total financial transparency across your entire pipeline. I mean, imagine you were pitching a highly skeptical, traumatized buyer.
Right.
When you can show them that this is how you track success, that you weren't guessing with browser cookies, but tracking real revenue via OCI. Their skepticism about your reporting just evaporates.
Because you aren't asking them to trust your marketing fluff. You are showing them the math.
You are showing them the math.
Okay, so we have the philosophy of radical transparency. We have the architectural layout with hard metrics and real pricing. And we are solving the attribution game of Clue with this server-side OCI tracking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a final massive hurdle we haven't really touched yet. And that is technical execution for AI.
Yes, the AI gatekeepers.
Right. We talked earlier about how AI is intercepting all this traffic, so we need to make sure that these AI bots actually see and understand all this transparency we just spent so much time building.
This is where the strategy goes from being just, you know, good marketing to essential survival in the 2026 search reality. You have to feed the machines correctly.
Okay, how do we do that?
Well, for human visitors, the rule of thumb is the 3-second rule. You must state the measurable business outcome within the first 3 seconds of a page visit.
No scrolling required.
Right. But AI engines like ChatGPT or Google Gemini, they don't read a website the way a human does.
Right. They don't care about the aesthetic layout or how punchy your hero headline is.
Not at all. They require something called valid machine-readable JSON-LD schema code.
JSON-LD schema code.
Yes. You need to wrap your service hubs, your transparent pricing frameworks, and your verified case studies in this specific type of background code.
So what does this actually mean for AI search? Like, if Gemini is the new bouncer at the door of the internet, is this JSON-LD schema code basically slipping the bouncer a $20 bill to get VIP access?
Well, think of it less like a bribe and more like speaking the bouncer's native language perfectly. Conversational AI engines favor explicit, factual, highly structured data. JSON-LD is a standardized format for providing that exact structure.
Give me an example of how that works.
Sure. Imagine your website is a massive dark warehouse. The AI is a blindfolded robot trying to find a specific product.
Okay.
If things are just thrown on shelves randomly, the robot fails. JSON-LD code is like putting a scannable RFID tag on every single item in the warehouse.
So instead of the AI just scanning a paragraph and trying to guess the context, the code explicitly labels the data.
Yes. It says to the AI, hey, this number right here isn't just a random digit. It is our verified starting project budget.
Right.
And this block of text over here isn't just a blog post. It is a documented, peer-reviewed case study with a 40% ROI. You are completely removing the guesswork for the AI model.
You are doing the hard work of categorizing the data so the machine doesn't have to spend computing power figuring out what you actually do.
Exactly. And when you feed these models perfectly structured, highly transparent data, you achieve what the industry calls preferred answer status.
Preferred answer status. That sounds lucrative.
It is. Because the AI model can confidently verify your capabilities and your pricing against its internal logic, it will seat your brand as the preferred factual answer when a user asks a highly specific question in the chat interface.
So you aren't just hoping to rank high on a page of 10 blue links anymore.
No, the links are gone.
Right. The AI is actively conversing with the decision maker and saying, you should look at this specific company because I can verify their operational data is solid.
Yes.
That is incredibly powerful. But it also sounds like a really heavy lift on the back end.
Oh, it requires continuous technical management. This isn't a set it and forget it WordPress plugin you just download.
Right.
It requires a fundamental shift in how a business views its digital presence. There is a great quote from the source here. Executing this kind of technical trust architecture is much more like planting an orchard than buying groceries.
I love that.
The payoff can be generational for a business, but nobody gets apples tomorrow.
Nobody gets apples tomorrow. That really sums it up. It's a long game. You are meticulously cultivating this ecosystem of trust, both human trust and algorithmic trust, that will eventually bear fruit year after year.
And in a landscape where traditional top-of-funnel traffic is disappearing as rapidly as it is, planting that orchard today is really the only sustainable way to survive and thrive over the next decade.
Absolutely. So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Whether you are leading a team that sells B2B services, or maybe you are the executive evaluating which vendor to hire next, the core takeaway is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency is the absolute only currency that matters now. It is the only currency that eliminates doubt in a market saturated with burned buyers and heavily guarded AI gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Vague promises and digital brochures are out. Radical honesty, verified metrics, and technical precision are the new baseline.
It really is a complete paradigm shift. We are moving from marketing as a tool of persuasion to marketing as a tool of undeniable proof.
Marketing as proof. I like that. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over something for you to explore on your own that builds on this entire architectural concept we've been discussing today.
Okay, let's hear it.
So we covered how radical transparency and directly admitting your failure case scenarios are the ultimate ways to win human trust, right?
Right.
And we just broke down how AI search engines rely entirely on structured data, that JSON-LD schema, to grant you preferred answer status.
Because the AI craves cold, hard, labeled facts.
Exactly. So consider this. Could we reach a point very soon where AI models start proactively recommending vendors based strictly on who has the most transparent, clearly documented failure rates embedded in their code?
Oh, wow.
Think about that. If AI models optimize for truth and risk mitigation for the user, could radically documented your own failures, explicitly labeling where you fall short and embedding that directly into your JSON-LD schema, actually become your single strongest AI ranking factor tomorrow?
Now that is a fascinating potential reality. The algorithm actually rewarding vulnerability because it registers as statistical honesty.
It really takes us full circle. When you are operating completely blindfolded in the digital space, the person who is most willing to document exactly how they aren't perfect might just be the only one the AI trusts enough to recommend.
That is a great point.
Something to think about the next time you are tempted to write world-class solutions on your homepage. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.